From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show. Ready to go.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So, conflicting reports whether that portal is back open in New York City. It's the video portal between New York City and Dublin. Daily Mail says it's back open. It's an art installation, and it's a video screen. It's like a Zoom call live outside 24 hours a day between New York and Dublin, and people have been doing some raunchy things on either side of it, and then they had to shut it down, and they're putting barricades up and not letting people get super close to the camera because people were holding up their phones in Dublin and like showing pictures like the Twin Towers on fire and stuff like this, and guys showing their buttholes, and then
it's art.
And then that girl flashed the OnlyFans model, this woman named Ava Louise, who, and then after that, they just shut it down full stop. And she said that she wanted to give the Dubliners a good look at some American homegrown potatoes, her boobs. And we've talked to this woman before. I don't know if you remember this. She's the one that went viral years ago for licking a toilet seat on an airplane.
Yeah, during the COVID days.
And then she was also the one who told Dr. Phil that she would rather die hot than live ugly. Oh. So she's a real piece of work. Anyway, damn it, Maury.
Hold on. When you go to her, judging by Shem's reaction, when you go to her IG, does it say followed by Shem?
Oh, come on, man.
Hold on.
Oh, you know what? Actually, might not think about it.
Somebody check. Somebody check right now before he unfollows.
No, I won't unfollow.
Yeah, check Maria, please. If it says followed by Shem.
Shit, my game. Come on now.
No, not followed by Shem.
No.
Not yet.
I bet it will by the end of the day.
End of the break.
Yeah. Okay, there we go. Damn it, Maury, actually getting a hold and catching up with Ava Louise to talk about the portal and the flashing.
Did you go there knowing this would happen? What was your intentions of flashing the portal before it shut down?
I didn't know that they were going to shut the portal down, but I did know it was going to go viral.
Okay, so that's her whole thing, right? This is a young girl who loves going viral.
Mm-hmm. Loves the attention.
Loves it.
You're used to going viral. You're used to doing things that grab attention or for shock. You know, people may not remember, but you were the person that licked the toilet seat on an airplane to go viral. So your intention with this was specifically for shock and to go viral, correct?
I mean, yes, it was to go viral because that's how I make money. And it's awesome and it's a lot of fun. And I'm very good at it.
Wow. Okay. So now we sort of get into the details because there's a lot of discussion of, you know, was anything really done that was wrong? I mean, I know there's kids around there, but like showing your boobs and everything else, it's not illegal in New York. And anyway, here's more of Ava Louise.
What were people around you saying when you did this? Not security, but other spectators. And what was the reaction on the other end?
The people on the other end were smiling and filming me, and people behind me were all laughing and having a good time. No one was offended or upset.
Is there a message for the portal people for shutting this down because of you?
Well, if this was an experiment on human nature, you know, hot girls naturally want to show their boobs to everyone, so I think they're failing their own experiment.
And since when are boobs called potatoes?
Well, I thought it was a good play on the fact that the Irish had a potato famine.
Oh, my God. Yo, that's great. Shem!
No, that last point was really well done.
What about this part?
You know, hot girls naturally want to show their boobs to everyone.
Yeah, as soon as she
said that, Shem started clapping.
Allegedly.
Sorry. Jeez. Oh, is that why you clap quietly?
Yep.
I'm just so worried for everybody right now. I really am. But getting back to it, is it in fact art? Who knows?
Yeah.
Boobs. When you flashed your boobs, or your potatoes as you say, and they shut down the portal, were there any repercussions? Was there a warning? Did they say anything to you? Have they reached out to sort of, was there a fine? What happened to you?
Well, it's perfectly totally legal to have your boobs out in New York City. There are women that do marches with their boobs out. Photographers photograph women with their boobs
marching,
out
though.
Everywhere. I think it's been legal since the 90s to be topless. So no, nothing happened.
Were you asked not to return to the portal?
No, no one has told me not to come back. No one's reached out to me. So what I did was perfectly legal. And yeah, people just need to get a backbone.
Like, oh, you're just talking out of your ass now.
It's an issue of lack of backbone.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Well, Ian, shut up, no. Shem. Jesus.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I started getting this stupid idea last week that we should all go to a nightclub this summer.
Oh, okay.
Amazing.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
let's do it. Wouldn't that be kind of fun, right?
Yes,
just
let's
like
do it.
Get a table and...
You mean a booth?
Yeah, that's what I mean. God, don't hang
there's
me for
both.
That.
Hold on, there is both. You can get a table and a booth. They're very
kind
different.
Of nightclub.
Can we get a booth with a big table?
Yeah,
in it.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
that's what we want to do.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
good.
I thought that might be kind of fun, and then
calendar real quick here.
I don't even know what clubs are like anymore. I haven't been to a nightclub in forever.
Let's go. You want to go a Friday night, right?
Sure.
No.
I don't care. Makes no difference to me.
This is for Ross.
Why? What's wrong? Why do you make a face like you just smelled a bad smell, Maria, about Friday night?
Because, Fridays are, meh compared
to
Saturdays.
I know, but we need to ease Ross into the nightclub. It's going to take a long recovery for him.
Okay.
That's why I said
Fridays.
You know, we're meeting at, 10.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
10's even early.
I'm going to be totally fine. But then I was looking at...
You want to go? Okay, July 19th. Friday, July 19th.
I leave for Greece.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, Friday then. That's the Friday.
Hey!
But okay. I started looking up clubs, right? Let me tell you about this club. It's in London, London, England. And then so I started having second thoughts about going to a nightclub because it's been a long time since I was at a nightclub. And I genuinely want to go to a nightclub. I think that'd be kind of fun.
Let's do it.
Have you guys heard of this place called Drum Sheds in the UK?
No.
So Drum Sheds is a 608,000 square foot, 15,000 person capacity nightclub.
I'm in.
That used to be an IKEA.
Yo, that is amazing. Let's go. I'm in.
You know how big IKEAs are?
Yes.
What?
IKEA is
when you
amazed.
Look at the pictures, I got anxiety looking at the pictures
I'm
of
here
this
for
place.
It. Let's go.
The lineup for the bathroom.
Let's go.
Look at the red lights.
Does it look amazing? What's it called? Let me look
at drum sheds, all one word.
Yo, I'm
drum
down.
Sheds. Yo.
Oh my goodness.
This looks unreal.
I got anxiety when I started looking
at
these pictures.
Down.
I'm not going to this.
Guys, let's go.
Why, Mari? You would have so much room to dance.
This just looks scary.
We'll fly to London, go to drum sheds.
Yes. Look at this place.
Dude, it's incredible.
Are you kidding?
Oh my God, the outside looks like an IKEA.
Yeah.
Because it used to be an IKEA.
I know, but it's still blue.
Yeah.
This is amazing. Guys, I'm in. Yeah. I'm absolutely
three
in.
Three dance floors, five bars.
Yes.
Maria, are you in?
You don't have to
look at
my
this
arm.
Place. Roz, come on.
Did you guys click on the website for this?
No, why?
Drumshedslondon.com?
No, why?
You should do that.
Oh, why?
Just take a look.
Oh, okay. Hold on here.
Drumshedslondon.com.
Oh, whoa. Okay. Hey, what's up with that?
What's going on?
What is? Hold on. Okay, yo.
Now I'm in. Now I'm in.
Okay, hold on here. Hold on here.
I am confused.
Wait, who are these bodybuilders?
This is what
maybe
I'm
it's
saying.
Like a campaign.
Oh, hold on now. Load.
Is this?
Come on. Load.
Introducing. Oh, it's just for advertising.
Because you can rent out the space, I guess, for different things.
Who would rent that?
You know. You know what would be fun seeing here? A DJ.
Yes, absolutely. Oh.
Like all the bass, boom, boom.
Yeah, anyway, I'm thinking we should do a club night.
Yes, we're going to do
I'm sure one of the clubs in the city would hook us up. And
oh my God, they charge $62 for a drum shed t-shirt.
Bro, you are
not invited
anymore.
You
are quickly getting
I already have ideas of which places we can go to here in Toronto.
Yeah, like what?
There's a few. There's we can go to
Fly
Parlor.
Nightclub. Fly. We're going to Fly.
What is Fly?
What's Fly? Mari, you're not in charge of this at all.
Oh, no.
At all. Like, maybe you can come, but you are not in charge of throwing out.
You're a horrible man.
I know. I know. But when you try and hijack my great idea to say, let's go to Fly, that's how you quickly get uninvited.
You would have the time of your life at Fly.
I've been
what
to Fly.
What is Fly?
I've been to Fly.
Fly's amazing.
Why you make it sound like I haven't been?
The lights come all the way down.
Uh-huh. Okay. Anyway.
Okay. Yep. So the lights turn off like all nightclubs.
Does this
now sound like a giant derp?
Yeah. Big
right? Yeah.
Y'all think Marie's going to hang out with us?
What? I would.
Please.
I know. Realistically, it's going to be me and Maury sitting alone.
Yeah. At Fly.
No, team London.
I'd be like, this is the worst idea I've ever had. And I've had a lot of bad ideas. Like, this is the worst. Anyway, I'm thinking one night in the summer we should go to a nightclub. And do we tell people we're going? Because then a lot of people are going to show up.
Oh, wow.
No, we don't. We just say what night we're going out.
Yes.
And then we just show up at the spot. And then if people are there who have listened to the show and know that we plan this night, they're there.
Okay, cool.
You just got to let me know in advance to book as many bottles as we need.
Okay. I think we should do this. I think it'll be fun.
So
just one night only.
So
right?
many shots, guys.
Yeah.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Got a DM from a Roz and Mocha super fan named Chris Muhammad, who listens to this show religiously. Mm-hmm. And DM says, "Yo, Mocha, I think I found Maria's voice double to my ears anyway. And it's on TikTok." And says, "Wait, is this what happens to our voices if we TikTok too much? So before I play for you the TikTok voice, I'm going to play you an example of Maria doing some speaking, like on her own TikTok, okay?
So spend the day with me. This is around 3:50 in the morning. I got my coffee, my breakfast, my water, basically all the essentials to make me survive the morning. Put on my pink shoes that match my sweater, grab my jacket, my Stanley, of course. Drove all the way downtown and made it to work on time because I am a punctual employee.
Like, we all know what Maria's voice sounds like, right?
Yeah.
So here is who Chris thinks that Maria sounds like. This person, her name is Samantha Hillsop on TikTok.
Welcome to a day in the life of a traveling softball coach. There's me filling up my hydro jug, taking my greens from Rise. I like the lemon burst flavor. And of course, my multivitamin. I just started that about a couple weeks ago, and I really like it. Lily actually got to go to her grandma's, so she was showing me some of the toys she was bringing. She wanted to show you guys her donut holes. So who doesn't love a good sprinkle donut?
Good.
This is John talking about how he's a man and he didn't need a sweatshirt. Let some fresh air in because it wasn't that cold.
You guys should do a podcast together.
Oh, my God. Do we? I don't think we sound alike at all.
Yo, you guys sound the same.
Thank you, Maury.
What? No,
it's
we
exactly
don't.
The same.
She's actually got more of a raspier voice than I
maybe,
do.
Well, I wonder if that's like what your voice sounds like right when
can,
you wake
can
up.
Can Maria say the same thing? Maria, can you just say sprinkles on donuts?
Donut holes, but to be fair.
Oh, for that.
I'm not saying that.
Welcome to the day in the life of a traveling softball coach. There's me filling up my hydro jug, taking my greens from Rise. I like the lemon burst flavor. And of course, my multivitamin.
Yeah, yo, that sounds just like me, bro.
Okay.
So Maria, go, my multivitamin.
My multivitamin?
Yeah, it's the exact same.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So I was just looking at this. Somebody posted this receipt online that I just showed up in my feed. It's from 1986. It's a Burger King receipt from 1986.
Okay, go. Is it your receipt?
No. I didn't have Burger King in my town. Come on. Three Whoppers, two fries, and two large vanilla milkshakes.
Hold on. Let me guess.
Three Whoppers.
Yeah.
Two fries, and two large vanilla milkshakes.
$11.50.
Yeah, $11.61.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Guy average, like $2 per...
Three Whoppers was $4.62 for three Whoppers.
That's crazy.
That order would be $50 now.
Yeah.
I was in let me ask you this, my Gen Z little buddy, Maria.
Yes.
So, and me. I mean...
yes, and you.
Yep.
Okay, so I understand, like, you're all living in a full new world and everything. We're all adapting to new things. We've all had to adapt, right?
Yeah.
But I was in the liquor store the other day.
Okay.
And there was a young girl in front of me and she was at the cash getting ready to pay. Okay. And she had a crisp, like brand new $50 bill in her hand. And I could see when she took it out of her thing, there was no other bills. It looked like Nana gave her a birthday present in a card kind of thing. Right. And so the woman at the counter who was checking her out goes, "How would you like to pay?" And this young girl goes, "Money?" Not cash.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Money.
Yeah, okay.
She said money.
So what'd the lady say?
She just took it and mentioned it paid and it was all fine. Money.
Well, how else are you going to pay?
Cash, credit, debit. Cash, credit, debit. She looked at it. She had it in her hand. It was like, money?
Oh.
Money.
When was the last time you had money, cash on you, Maria?
When
cash.
My grandparents gave me cash. Yes, exactly.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Podcast.
Good morning, Roz and Mocha. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. This is a great start to my day. Oh. I wasn't expecting to talk to you guys.
Oh, well, you called us.
I know, but people never think they're going to get through.
I know. What's your name?
Francesca.
Francesca, what can we do for you today?
So I'm halfway through episode 4.
Oh, the history of Roz and Mocha, yeah. Which part are you on? Where are you at right now?
I'm at where Charlie Sheen and Maury became basically best friends.
Oh, yeah. Charlie Sheen almost kidnapped Damon Maury and took him to L.A.
Yeah.
Thank goodness he did it.
It's such a great part. Going through all that stuff is incredible to re-listen to all of that.
Yeah. Have you been listening once a week you're listening, or did you like save a couple of the episodes and kind of binge?
So last weekend I binged episode 1 and 2.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. You know what? I think that's a good idea for anyone who hasn't listened yet. You go through episodes 1 and 2 back to back.
Yes.
That's a great pairing.
Yes.
Right there. History of Roz and Mocha, by the way. Okay. So you binged 1 and 2. What'd you think?
Loved it. I'm obsessed.
Yeah. How long have you been listening to the Roz and Mocha show?
Oh my God, over 10 years.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean release it earlier? Like we should have done this years ago or release it earlier in the day?
No, like more often throughout the week.
Oh God, no, it's once a week.
We're in the binge culture, right? So just release it all so we can binge it all.
No.
You get the history of Roz and Mocha once a week. Hey, listen, you're on episode 4. There's just 2 weeks to go, okay? There's 2 more episodes to go in this series.
Yeah.
Which is really stressing me out because I know there's going to be like a big announcement sort of, I guess, at the end. So I'm stressed that it's going to be that the show's ending.
Mm. Mm. How did you get, why do you think there's going to be some sort of big announcement at the end?
I don't know. It just feels like this is all culminating to something.
Gotcha.
Yeah, to episode 6. The last episode in the series.
It's going to be like we announce it's also the last episode of Roz and Mocha.
You're not the first person to think that.
Listen, you guys can't do that. If that's what's happening, let's stop it from now. We can't have it happen.
Just don't release episode 6 then?
Yeah, if that's going to be what the announcement is, just cancel it.
Nobody said there was an announcement.
But the masses feel as though there will be.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Well, we can't control what the people are saying in the streets.
No.
I guess not.
Yeah. All right, Francesca. Is there anything that you've heard in any of the 4 episodes that you've listened to so far that was like new information or surprising to you?
Yeah, honestly, the fact that you were kind of iffy to join.
Me?
That surprised me, yeah.
Oh, just to join, like to be on the morning show.
Yeah. Yes.
But I gave my reasons as to why.
You didn't. It made sense. It just was shocking to me. I would have thought, given your energy and how much you love Kiss, that you would have just jumped at it.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I'm in a much better place now, and I'm happy I finally said yes.
Yeah, like, I don't think, like, Mocha doesn't have to go back and you know, explain himself. You know, he obviously made the right choice for him, and it worked out pretty well for him.
Almost 15 years?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Francesca, love you. Love your dedication to the show. Love your dedication to, and love that you're enjoying the history of Roz and Mocha. New episodes every Wednesday at midnight. Before we let you go, between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Okay, so Mocha, I'm sorry. It used to be you, and I called in a while ago and I said it was you. I'm now a Roz girl.
Oh!
What changed?
Excuse me.
Recently, what changed?
Roz, our vibes match now as I've grown older.
You know what? Take that W, Roz.
I'm sorry.
That's amazing.
You're also very honest, and I like the blunt honesty.
Very cool.
Love you, Francesca.
Love you, too.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hi, good morning, Mocha. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
Good morning, Roz.
Hi.
I'm well. How are you?
What's your name?
Melody.
Melody. Hey, we've talked to you before, right?
Yes, plenty of times, and I'm always nervous each time.
Oh, why are you nervous?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, don't be nervous. Here we are. We're all here. We're all friends.
Thank you.
We're all family.
Thank
What's
you.
Going on?
I just had a question for you. After listening to the docuseries and more interviewing your mom, I'm just wondering if you had a chance to speak to her after that.
Oh, God. So episode four of the
episode 4
History of Roz and Mocha, titled Canceled. There's one part in the episode where we talk about the sex show.
Yeah.
That Roz and I did two sex shows on the radio. It was an evening show. We took phone calls from fans who had questions about sex, and we had like a professional in here navigating some of those questions. We were just basically like moderating. Roz and I were moderating while the expert did her thing, right? In the documentary, I said I was just nervous about this episode being released because I knew my parents and my sisters were going to hear it. And I didn't want them to think things of me because of certain things that I've said in the episode. I'm not going to give any spoilers in case you haven't heard the episode yet. And then you guys, you idiots, called my mom to get her reaction to that episode. And it was all sorts of wrong. Anyway, I said I wasn't going to talk to my mom for like a week until episode 5 comes out, which is on Wednesday at midnight. But I did have to talk to my mom yesterday.
You did?
Yeah.
How did that go?
Super awkward, bro.
Was it?
I mean, not for, like, she acted normal. I was the one that was awkward.
Yes.
And the call was like, I think it was under 3 minutes.
Really?
It was just like, hey, Ma, here's what, like, there's this thing that her and my dad have to be at today.
Yes.
Right? And I was like, here's the information. Here's the time. Here's where you need to go. Here's what you do when you get there.
Right.
Love you. Bye.
Right. Right.
So that's it.
Can I just remind people a little bit about what your what your mom had said?
No.
Your mom's reaction to the to episode 4 of the History of Roz and Mocha, where we talk about the Roz and Mocha sex show. So here's a little bit of Mocha's mom's initial reaction to the episode.
I didn't know my son was into sex at such an early age. Then if he was having a girl and listening to my son putting a condom on at in grade 8, I was so shocked.
Stop.
Unbelievable.
Stop.
I also learned what was.
Oh my God.
And Mocha talking about getting it up. Oh my God. Do you honestly think Mocha doesn't know what a dildo is? Why were they talking so much about waffles? It's something about waffles.
Okay.
Did I not talk to you enough about sex and you don't know a damn thing?
Okay, can you just stop? Okay.
Yeah. Great reaction, though. Oh, great reaction.
God. Anyways, Melody.
Mocha, yeah, I can't wait for Mother's Day brunch.
Yo, I know. Mother's Day this weekend? Yo, my life is over. How do I look my mother in the eye now?
You know what's interesting is that if you go back and listen to episode 1, when Mocha and I were talking about the sort of different households that we grew up in and how I freely talked to my mom and parents about sex, and Mocha makes mention in episode 1, which makes episode 4 seem so great. Mocha makes mention in episode 1 that he never had those conversations. And there's one part where Mocha says, where he was asked if he now talks to his parents about sex. And he said no. And he goes something along the lines of, do you want me to get an ass whoop? And I say this as a father, meaning you clearly know what is going on.
No, I know.
And
I
you
know.
Still and you still can't. But that's what makes this so. That little bit in episode 1 is what makes episode 4 so great.
I'm glad I can contribute to the awesomeness. Melody, you make our day. Thank you very much for listening. How long have you been listening for now?
Only a few years, 4 years maybe, since COVID.
Wow. So you're learning things then by listening to the History of Roz and Mocha.
Oh yeah, I've gone through all the podcasts.
Yeah. All right. Well, episode 5 is going to come out Wednesday midnight, and then episode 6 the following week. It's going to be incredible.
Looking forward.
Melody, lovely having a chance to talk to you again. Call back anytime, okay?
Thank you so much, guys.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
All right.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Podcast. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Yo, Melissa, what's up? It's Roz and Mocha.
Hey.
Okay, so this is an interesting FML. Why are you here?
How do I pretend like my mother-in-law when she visits?
I think you just pretend. No, I'll read your whole thing, though. Hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. When my mother-in-law visits, I find it challenging to pretend everything is fine, especially after past disappointments. She tends to prioritize her own plans over spending time with us, which can be hurtful. Despite our efforts to address this, nothing seems to change. Now, she's coming to visit because she's on her way to Hawaii, not necessarily to see us. While it's difficult to try and maintain a civil demeanor during her visits, I focus on being polite and courteous, even though it may feel disingenuous. It's important for the sake of family harmony, especially with my husband's feelings in mind. However, it's crucial to also set boundaries and not tolerate disrespect or disregard for our time together. So what is the problem, first of all, with you and the mother-in-law?
Well, she just, when she comes down, so they live 4 hours away, when they come down, she'll come and visit her friends, say she's coming to visit us, and then just not show up and give an excuse last minute kind of thing.
Right.
And then my husband gets really upset with it. He finds it really hard to say anything to her. So at one point I said something to her and she just defended herself and then named three things she's done for him. And one of them was a lie kind of thing, just like throwing it in his face.
Wow.
So what is it, Melissa? So what is it that you want?
I want to find a way to, like, I'm really bad at pretending that I like somebody or faking it. And my face shows it all.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to find a way, or like some advice on how to fake it, how to pretend I'm okay with everything when I know she's not going to change.
Well,
sounds like you have been, though. That's the thing. Like you said, like you've been courteous, like you're civil, you're carrying on with the amount of time that you're together with her. It sounds like you're doing all the right things, right? Because you're not trying to build like a best friend relationship with your mother-in-law.
No, not at all.
Right.
Yeah. I would say that if your husband is very reluctant to sort of have these conversations with his mom, the only way that this works is if you guys are going to have a conversation together, or at least he's on side. Realistically, he should be the one leading all of it. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be on you. It's his mom. Right. Now, I understand that you run that house and you got to try and protect the feelings of all the people that you are the closest to, and the mother-in-law probably isn't, you know, one of those top names. But I think that there's a lot of people where when the in-laws come to visit, they do exactly that for a couple of days. There's no fixing it. There's no building some sort of new relationship. There's not going to be a big breakthrough. It's you sort of just make the best of it, right? And as long as nobody feels terrible about themselves when it comes to a visit, like it's not damaging in any way, I think that this is I think it's a fairly typical relationship that people have with their in-laws.
Mm-hmm. Like, is she at least polite when she's over? Is she nice? Does she, you know, play with the kids? Does she talk to you guys like in a civil manner?
She's not necessarily nice. Like, she definitely like picks out things about people that they may not like about themselves. And then she tries to kiss our baby on the lips and stuff like that when we've asked her not to. So it's like really hard.
Yeah. Is she this way with just you, or is she this way with everybody?
Probably everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're asking to change a whole person.
Yeah. Or how do I become an actress to pretend that like I'm okay with stuff and like not freak out about stuff?
Yeah. I think that there's ways to address the fact that you guys are not best friends and therefore you don't have to feel like you need to act like you're best friends. I think that you can share space together when she's over, and just keep in mind, this isn't somebody that you dislike who desperately wants to spend a ton of time with you. What I gather is that she really doesn't want to spend a ton of time. She's not straight up with why she's there in the first place. She uses you guys as a sort of launching pad when she's going off to do other things. So it's always temporary. She doesn't want to be there. You don't want her there. But those visits have to happen.
It's out of obligation, really.
Yeah,
for everybody involved.
Yeah, those visits have to happen. So I would say that like you're not in an unusual situation at all.
I think you're in a good situation.
Yeah.
Right? Because the flip side is she lives closer. Maybe she wants to come by every single day.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I'm glad about that. And it's up like a big highway that you don't really want to drive down. So we're not really going to see them.
So how many times a year are we talking? How many times a year is she visiting?
Like maybe once.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Girl, listen,
fake your
great.
Way through this. Okay.
Yeah. You guys are not
best friends. Make her favorite food. Play a board game, you know, maybe get her to laugh, just share like a couple of moments while she's there and make the best of it. Yeah,
fill her up with wine.
Yeah. Yeah. If nobody's getting hurt by her being there, right? Like it doesn't, you know, bring back terrible memories of your, you know, that your husband has from when he was a kid and all this stuff. Like if there's no damage being done, just fake your way through it. You're doing the right thing.
And then, so just make the kids do the same thing
Okay. So why do the kids hate her? Because you tell them?
Well, the 12-year-old just doesn't like her because she's made fun of her before kind of thing and called her names.
Yeah. So that, she doesn't that, really that you can have a conversation with the mother-in-law about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right?
That doesn't have to be your husband. That could be a you thing.
You can have that conversation about what she can and cannot say to your kid. Right? You can definitely have that conversation. But the one thing that you shouldn't do is you should never poison the kid's perception of a grandparent, regardless of how awful they are. Not at this age anyway.
No, not unless they've done something
right.
Like, in front of
right.
them.
But if the grandmother's saying terrible things to your kid, grab the grandmother and take her aside and say, yo, listen, you're here. It's my house. Love you a lot. Hey, you know, you're the grandmother, but there's just things you can and cannot say. And this won't be tolerated, and you won't be invited back. And to be honest with you, I'd be totally cool with that.
Yeah, in your face thing.
Yep.
All right, Melissa.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too. Bye, guys.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life on KISS.
Yo, it's Roz and Mocha. Who's this?
Yo, it's Darren.
Darren, how are you, man?
Not too bad. Yourself?
Good, buddy.
So I was walking in the parking garage Wednesday, I believe, and I passed Shem. I wasn't too sure because I don't have social media. And he was carrying a big-ass trophy. So I figured that's from the bowling.
Yeah.
So my question is, Mocha, did you get a big-ass trophy when you won the running race? And what's the height difference between the two of you?
Okay. So, wow. All very important questions.
So for the race, which happened almost a year ago now.
Yes.
That I don't like talking about. But for the race, I got a medal.
Yeah, because it was a race.
Yeah.
You got a medal.
I got a gold medal.
Yes.
Down at the finish line.
And then at bowling, King of Pins, Shem got a medium-sized trophy.
Shem wins!
I don't know about medium.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know what he's talking about. But I guess when you're that small, it looks... Never mind.
Damn.
Oh,
never mind.
Damn.
It almost looked like he was carrying Mocha out of the parking garage.
Bro, that's so mean. Darren, you're so mean.
Yeah.
Why you woke up and chose violence today?
Yeah. It's funny because there's a space actually for Mocha on the top of the trophy. Like if you look closely, it's actually him on there bowling.
Yeah,
that's a joke.
He just hops off every now and then to do the show.
You guys are so mean.
Yeah, I wasn't sure at first. We just kind of nodded heads and walked by each other.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. Mocha loves this. Mocha loves talking about this. All right. Now hop back up on there, Mocha.
Oh, snap.
Shem needs to take a picture.
Damn.
You guys are the worst friends in the history of friends. Darren, never call here again.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So B just texted, happy birthday, by the way. B is upset.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
B is so upset. It's his birthday.
Yeah.
But B texted and said, my barber messed up my hair, and now I feel like my birthday is ruined. What happened? When did you go get the cut, and what did the barber do out of the ordinary?
Okay, so I went yesterday. I was like, because my birthday is today, so I went yesterday to get a fresh cut, right? And then I thought he was doing a good job. I told him, don't trim nothing. Just give me a little fade, a taper fade, and do like the C cups on the side.
Uh-huh.
Right? But he pushed that back. So that's like in my skull now.
Oh,
and
no.
I have to part my hair to the side so it covers it, or else I just look super goofy.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know.
But isn't this...
I don't know anything he just said. Explain this to me.
His hair is ruined. His head is ruined.
Oh, okay.
But is this not like a barber that you see all the time?
It is, but I'm just upset by the inconsistency. Especially like if it wasn't my birthday today, then whatever, right? But it's my birthday today, man.
Yo, how old are you, dog?
26.
Oh, no.
And so in your head, obviously, this terrible haircut has ruined a lot of things. Like, what were you planning on doing that you feel that maybe you can't now because you have dumb hair?
Just going out in general, man. Yeah. Like, I took the day off of work to hang out with my girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And now I wish I never took the day off of work.
What did your girl say about your hair?
She said it looks fine and that I'm just overreacting, but
she's just being nice, bro.
I told her if this happened to her the day before her birthday, she would react the same way as me.
So what's the plan for today then? What were you guys supposed to do?
I don't know. She has it the whole day planned out for me, so looking forward to that.
And you can't wear like a hat. It's probably a day full of things where there might be an event or a thing that you have to go to where it would be inappropriate to wear a hat.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to a fancy restaurant for dinner with my parents in the evening, too.
Oh,
so
no. Look, even Shem is cringing. Damn. Look at the look on Maria's face
now. I've been there, bro.
Have you? What happened, Shem?
You got to break up with your barber first and foremost. That's a betrayal that, like, you just can't get over. And I've been cheated on. Let me tell you. That sucks. That sucks. I oh, man. B, bruh.
Can you not just wear a do-rag?
I'm a brown boy, man. I can't rock a do-rag like that.
I'm just trying to help you, dude. I'm just trying to help.
No, yeah, you can't wear a do-rag to a fancy restaurant.
I don't know.
What about buzzing it?
Yeah, why don't you just shave it all off?
I'm going to look even worse if I do that.
Why?
I don't know, man. I tried that before. It didn't suit me at all.
Okay. I remember because I'm glad you said that, Maria, because there was one time I went to a barber that I'd never gone to before. And they had ruined my hair. I was so self-conscious about the whole thing. Mm-hmm. I immediately went to Walmart, bought a set of clippers, went home, I buzzed everything off, and I just gave myself a fade.
Do you remember when Maury came in one time with a new haircut, but like the barber did not cut one whole spot on the top of his head?
That was the barber they used to have come over to the place and cut his hair in the condo, but would also demand that he get vodka.
Right.
So while cutting Maury's hair, he's drinking, getting drunk off of vodka.
But yeah, I don't know. I think that, you know, you can always try and cut it down, like cut into it a little bit and salvage it. But you don't want to be doing that on your birthday because you're probably going to wind up feeling worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever. I'm just going to thug it out, man. Honestly, there's no other way to go about this.
Damn, I'm sorry, dude.
Anyway, happy birthday, B.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Appreciate that.
Damn. Yo, he's going to do everything today to avoid selfies with his girl.
Oh.
That's what I told her. No pictures.
Yo, thanks for listening, man. Have a great day.
Of course. All right. Later, guys.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to it. Hello, everybody.
Good morning.
How's everybody?
Good. Tired. I went to Cirque last night. Cirque du Soleil.
Yes, you baby. And Maria.
I know. I saw Maria there with her sisters. Mm-hmm. I saw everybody there last night.
How was the show?
It was good. I mean, I love Cirque. This is like my 20-something Cirque show, right?
Fancy.
Yeah. You know, I love it.
I've been to one. No, yeah. Twice.
I blacked out at one point.
Like, because you fell asleep?
No, because...
Drunk.
No. I love all the acrobatics and everything else, but there was a contortionist, right?
Oh, yeah.
And my brain couldn't process what the man was doing with his body, right?
Can you try to explain it?
And I blacked out for a second because I was trying to process what I was seeing because he was doing it right in front of me. Mm-hmm. And it's as if he could dislocate everything on his body and start spinning his arms in like 360 degree kind of things. And then he was sitting on the floor at one point, right? Where his back was to you. So imagine this. Okay. So imagine somebody sits on the floor in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Their back is to you. Mm-hmm. Then they do the splits.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine his legs coming back so far that it looks like he's doing the splits facing you.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah.
And then he turns his entire head and body around. So you're looking at the man's abs and chest, but also his butt.
Yeah. It was crazy.
Yo, that is.
Right?
That's not
I blacked
real.
Out.
Yeah. I would black out too.
Like, that's crazy. I didn't know how to process it. Like, it was so freaky to look at.
You remember that part, Maria?
Yeah, it was actually my first ever Cirque du Soleil show.
Oh, okay. What'd you think?
I thought it was really good. I saw Roz, and I turned to him at one point, and I was like, I'm trying to understand what the story is.
I'm trying to find the storyline. French clowns.
All the...
Okay, you're not gonna...
But it was cool.
Clowns and acrobatics. I never understand. The two shows that I've been to, Cirque shows, don't understand the story, but amazed by the acrobatics.
I was amazed by the girls who hang from their hair.
Yeah, two girls hooked their buns together.
I saw that
at
the last show.
Yeah.
And they
went up in the air and they were swinging around with their buns hooked together. It's crazy though. It was crazy. I saw Scott McGilvery. He was there.
Oh, nice.
Cardi said to say hi. Took a picture with Cardi.
Uh-huh.
Cardi was like, "Where's your little friend?"
Oh. He didn't say that.
Yes, he did.
He asked for Maury.
Yep.
Sean Desmond,
Catherine
was he there?
Sean Desmond was there.
Hold on, you can't bypass Catherine crying.
Oh, yeah. Catherine cried.
Why?
Because it was emotional for her. She loves that stuff.
Oh, okay.
She loves just seeing people who are just great at things do great things, yeah. Right? And so she started crying.
She'd be crying around me all the time then.
I know. That's why she wasn't at bowling last Friday.
Oh,
damn.
Who else was there? Trish Stratus was there. Cardi was there.
You're in the lead, bro.
Arissa Cox, I was sitting beside her and her family from some Melissa Grillo. She was there. Mm-hmm. Who else was there? It was good. It was a good group of people.
Man, I should RSVP.
Melissa Grillo is a huge fan of this show.
Yeah, she was great. Melissa was really great. I didn't see Melissa Grillo in a really long time.
I got an invite for that thing last night, too.
Everybody was like, it was Mocha. And I'm like, he's not coming to this.
Wasn't bad.
The show started at 7:30.
7:30?
Yes.
Yeah. I RSVP'd and completely forgot.
It took me forever to get home.
Oh, my sisters. Yeah.
How long did it take you?
We left at when the show was done, and I got home at 11:30.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah, no, so I'm
11:30
at
that time? Yo, yeah. I was in my, like, deep sleep night terrors at that time.
Yeah. Oh, and I was already on one because it took us an hour to get from, like, where our office is here to Cirque du Soleil.
Wow.
Which is like 12 kilometers. I was, by the time I got home last night, I was like, I do not want to be in my car for the next 48 hours.
No, oh, that sucks. No, then you had to get up and drive here.
Yeah.
It was great. Popcorn was good. Uh-huh. Everything was great. Yeah,
cotton
it was
candy.
Did you have cotton candy?
I did. I haven't had cotton candy in so long. I felt like a little kid and I was trying to offer it to my sisters and they just kept looking at me like, no, I'm not five.
Yeah.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Gearing up for Mother's Day on Sunday, and I don't know if you all saw this, but Ontario posted on their official website, to celebrate Mother's Day, all Canadian residents can fish for free this weekend anywhere in Ontario.
Oh.
Free fishing is a great way to get out as a family to celebrate Mother's Day and enjoy our beautiful lakes, rivers, and streams.
I'm kind of down with that.
Says Graydon Smith, Minister of Natural Resources and Forestry. Whether you're new to fishing or have been doing it for years, what better way to kick off the spring season than enjoying fishing with family or friends?
Oh, that's fun.
So, our very own Shemmy decided to take that suggestion to his mother.
Oh.
Probably to avoid actually buying her something. They're like, yo, we can go fish for free.
Does Shemmy even want to fish?
I want it to be economically. I would say.
Yeah.
Here's a conversation between Shem and his mom.
Hello, mother.
Hi, Shemmy.
I have some fantastic news that you're going to want to hear.
Not the trophy stuff again.
Flamed.
I mean, I was proud of that, but that's not what this is.
Okay, what's it?
All Canadian residents, this is what the news says, all Canadian residents are going to be able to take their mothers fishing.
Fishing? Don't be ridiculous.
Yeah, like we can go out and I can take you fishing for Mother's Day as a gift.
Not interested at all, Shemroy. I prefer to stay home and play my bridge, read my book, do something else. Okay, but fishing, no.
But you do that every day.
I don't want to do that. Sorry.
Do you want to do something together?
Yeah, certainly, but you can come up with something else. Fishing sounds so boring.
Well, if you were to go fishing, do you have any idea of like the types of fish that you'd like one be interested in trying to catch?
Maybe some red snappers, some butterfish, some hassa. You know what hassa is, Shem?
No, it sounds like weed, to be quite honest with
you. No, hassa is a good Guyanese fish.
Oh, okay. So it's a no to the fishing?
An absolute no.
What if I won another match? Would you do that for me?
Okay, the chances of that are not very likely, Shem.
You mean me winning or us hanging out?
Both.
Oh. Wow.
Happy Mother's Day.
Wow.
Thank you, darling.
Wow.
I ended with a thank you, darling.
Did your ma just suggest a fishing regatta as the next challenge?
Sounds so boring.
She loves me.
So good.
Oh, the love. Yeah. All love.
Not interested at all.
Yeah. Her terms are her terms, huh?
She does not mess around. You don't mess with that lady, man.
No. Don't be ridiculous.
Like laughing in your face, pal.
Yeah. Like it goes her book, Bridge, Shemmy.
No. Don't be ridiculous.
My sister, my dad.
Oh, yeah. And Shemmy.
Thank you, darling.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Yes. Yeah.
What up, y'all?
Started watching the show Dark Matter. You ever seen this show?
Oh, yes.
You watching this?
So God good.
Man, this show's crazy.
Who's in it? What's it about?
What's the guy's name? Edgerton? Well, I don't know the names of these people.
Jennifer Connelly, I believe.
Connelly. Okay, so, oh, man, it's wild. Okay, so imagine that you make a decision in life, and at that decision, what winds up happening is based on your decision, two sort of different worlds and timelines split. So the one who made the decision goes off and lives this life in this universe, and then the one who does not goes off. Give you a great example that's very relevant because everybody's listening to the History of Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Mm-hmm. Where we go in very deep to when we were about to start this show and we asked you if you wanted to do this show with me and you had said no originally. Mm-hmm. So imagine that you said no. Mm-hmm. And then that Mocha went off and lived that life. Mm-hmm. The other Mocha said yes, and you're now living this life.
This one that we're in, this timeline that we're in right now.
So what this show is about is the guy who made the decision, who said no, finds a way to get into this world of Mocha where you said yes, and he wants that life.
Do I know that the other timeline exists?
One of you does. The other one does not.
So the one that didn't.
So the one who said no.
I know the other timeline exists. Yes. And I got to get to.
And now Mocha, who said no, wants to come and live the life that Mocha, who said yes, does.
But when I cross over, when I try to cross over into this timeline.
Yes.
Do I feel like kill myself?
Who knows?
To take,
who knows?
Do they talk to each other?
You got
to
do something.
The two different people?
You got to do something, right?
Yeah. Can do, the
like,
two
do they converse?
Meet? Do they meet?
Well,
and
that's no spoilers, but you know, but
is it like Back to the Future?
That's a no. It's like it's wild, man.
So like Looper, remember that movie Looper with
a little bit like Looper.
It's
It's a little bit like Looper, but only like more sort of on the nose, right? Okay. Like there's clearly somebody who is like, I want your life,
so I got to kill myself,
right? Maybe. Maybe
fascinating.
It's really
can't
good.
Can't you
though.
Be friends with the other you and
no,
be
you
roommates?
Cannot. No, because the thing is that nobody can find out that you world switched, right?
No, one stays home and the other will go out.
No, because how do you explain that to somebody?
Yeah.
How do you even, if another Mocha showed up and was like, I want your life, do you think this Mocha is going to take that line down? No, he's going to take him to the street.
I'm gonna fight myself.
Yes.
But I know all my moves.
I know. That's the hard problem, right?
I know all my weaknesses.
Right?
Which I have none.
You guys would both stand there. You guys would stand there looking like fierce at each other, and then I know what would happen.
What?
Each of you would simultaneously at the same time would start tickling one another.
Don't.
We all know your weakness.
Don't. Why you gotta say things like
we
that?
We all know your weakness.
Why you gotta say things like that?
Or they're gonna start screaming wrestling references at each other.
Oh, yeah.
That's more likely, Maria.
Yeah.
Oh,
so what's the show called?
It's called Dark Matter.
On
it's
where?
Not new, right? Like it's been out for a while?
No, it's 2024.
There's an older version of it, but yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And where, on Netflix?
Apple TV. Apple TV. Yeah, I know what would happen if Mocha started fighting himself. After every single hit that the other guy got, one of you would scream, the boyhood dream has come true!
Yeah, that's facts.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Welcome to it, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
We are the Roz and Mocha Show. We like to celebrate wins around here. I saw one on Instagram. Celebrate just because I thought it was real, real nice.
Okay.
Maria, who works here on the Roz and Mocha Show, outside of the show, also works for TFC. She is the in-stadium host, right?
Yeah.
If you're ever out at those games, you'll see her up on the big screen, hyping up the crowd, talking to people, stuff like that, right?
Yes.
Unfortunately, TFC lost on Saturday.
Yeah.
Was it your fault?
She ran onto the field.
I thought that's where we were going.
She ran onto the field to go get an interview real quick. Okay. Like, Maria, not now.
Whew.
But I saw this on Maria's IG, which I thought was real nice. She reposted something. And it's a picture of the stadium, and Maria's up on the screen talking to someone, right? Mm. And the caption reads, as I'm sitting in my seat, I see this energetic girl getting the crowd going, and I look on the screen, and I knew her. I put my glasses on to make sure it was her, and yes, it was Maria Papadakis, a former student of mine. What a wonderful surprise. So proud of you, Maria.
Wow.
Yeah, it was sweet.
That was really nice.
Yeah.
Do you know who that teacher?
She was actually my singing teacher when I was really young. And she taught me for many, many, many years. And she moved to Greece to go sing professionally with a Greek singer in Greece. So she hasn't been back in ages. So I didn't know that she was even here. And then she saw me at the game. And then I went and had a chance to see her right after the game before she left, which was really nice. So I got to see her and it was good. It was nice to catch up again. And
did she blame you for the loss as well?
No.
The way Roz?
help me out here. Like to somebody who is, say, like a Greek educator, right?
Yes.
How many Maria Papadakis's would they run into in the normal life, would you say?
Like probably a lot. There was already, like, I knew another Maria Papadakis and not related to.
Okay. Oh, so she very much recognized you, not like because of the name or anything like that.
No, she knew exactly.
Everything about
like,
you.
It was like,
that's that kid. That's the kid. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. She knew my voice too, and she obviously knows what I look like. I mean, I've changed, but I still kind of look the same.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So
I've never had a teacher, an old teacher, hit me up on social.
No. Really? No. I have teachers reach out all the time.
Not even like on Facebook or anything like that?
I talk to my teachers literally all the time.
Really?
I love that. Yeah.
Literally same. All the time.
You too, Shem?
Yeah, man. Shout out to Mr. Vert and Mr. Roosevelt.
My seventh grade teacher, Mr. Dunn. He and his family listen to this show a lot, and he's reached out to me on Twitter a couple of times.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I've literally, even when Facebook started, I was on ET Canada. We went back to Acton. I got a street named after me, all this other stuff.
I wouldn't say street.
Shush. I've never had a teacher reach out to be like, man, hey, I'm
even
so
like
proud.
A bunch of my high school teachers.
Never? Really?
Yeah.
What about
Mrs.
university
College?
Teachers? I keep in touch with a few of my university teachers as well.
I couldn't name one.
Yeah, I even went back and then guess
maybe
lecture.
That's why.
But it's not my job to name them. They should remember who I am.
It should go both ways.
No, that must feel nice though, huh?
It's amazing, right, guys?
Celebrate wins.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Why are people out in New York punching all the best people in the face? Remember when Rick Moranis got sucker punched in the face
a
couple months ago?
So mad.
Now somebody knocked out Steve Buscemi. Like, who punches Steve Buscemi?
Yo, that guy is so New York.
Right?
Where, like, during the day? At
yes,
night?
Yes.
Just out of nowhere?
11:48 a.m. is when it happened.
Damn. He's probably out to go get lunch, too.
Yeah, like, he left his place.
Poor guy. How old is Steve Buscemi? Like, 66. In his 70s?
66.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh,
like,
poor guy.
Like, who died? Like, who?
Such a nice guy.
And he's little, right? Like, what are you punching Steve Buscemi for? Like, Steve Buscemi, first of all, every New Yorker should know, and I don't think that they do know, which is when 9/11 happened, Steve Buscemi was in Toronto.
Okay.
Because it was the film festival. Mm. And when 9/11 happened, Steve Buscemi, because nobody could get out of Toronto to get back to New York. So he found somebody to drive him. Mm-hmm. And he went from the car down to the site of the World Trade Center, found his old firefighting crew.
No.
Because Steve Buscemi was a firefighter and said, suit me up.
Wow.
And worked the ground.
I had no idea. I always heard stories of people who wanted to help out and like just toss like a bunch of shovels in their trunk and like cross the border and went just to help for the sake of helping. I had
Steve Buscemi worked he was a firefighter.
Do you remember that movie, Steve Buscemi and oh my God, what's his name? From SNL, Pete Davidson, King of Staten Island.
Because in real life,
Pete Davidson's father died during 9/11.
Right.
And in the movie, they play off of that. And I think Steve Buscemi in the movie was like an old firefighter colleague of Davidson's dad.
I think so. Yeah. That's right.
Like,
yes.
I wonder if they took any of that because I didn't watch the full movie.
But what are you doing punching Steve Buscemi?
I know. That guy didn't.
Like, what?
You know, people are going to be after this, whoever this
is.
Steve Buscemi in New York.
Bro.
That's like messing with a maid guy.
I don't know if they got a picture of this guy. I mean, there's cameras everywhere.
Everywhere
in New York.
That person will get caught.
But honestly, if the two big stories about, you know, celebrities getting beat, like Steve Buscemi and Rick Moranis, for God's
sake.
Rick Moranis, who left Hollywood to go and raise his children in private because his wife passed away.
I don't want to.
What are you doing?
I don't want to pit these two guys against each other.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
But
yes.
Here's my question.
Yes.
Who do you feel more sorry for getting socked in the face in New York City?
Oh, 100% Rick Moranis.
Same. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. If somebody walked, if I was standing there and someone said to me,
yes,
I'm going to punch one of these guys in the face.
Yes.
And you get to decide.
Right.
It's either Steve Buscemi.
Yes.
Or Rick Moranis.
No, what if somebody said you have to punch one of these guys in the face?
I'm punching Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I know. And I feel bad. I feel bad for feeling that way. Uh-huh. I really do.
See how quick I give that answer.
I know. I feel terrible for feeling
why
that
Steve
way.
over Rick?
I don't know.
Rick, I just have such a soft spot for Rick. He's Canadian. He's just a really, really nice guy. Yeah. I've seen Steve Buscemi play some like pretty terrible people in movies. And I know they're just movies and TV shows
exactly.
and stuff like that.
Exactly.
So, but I've never seen Rick Moranis play a terrible person before.
No.
Right?
No. Like, you could close your eyes and picture Steve Buscemi in a terrible, you know, as one of the terrible characters, right?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Close your eyes and picture Rick Moranis from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Yeah.
Or Ghostbusters? Where he's even smaller?
I know. Sorry, Steve, but you get the boot, son.
The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
Everybody there?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Absolutely.
Good. I just got to make sure. Nothing.
Right out of the gate.
Wow. Yo.
Sorry.
It's okay. Mocha's having some serious tech issues over there.
Yeah. There's a lot going on in here behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get it sorted.
Is it like a computer problem or like an old guy problem?
It's a computer problem, definitely.
Okay.
If it was an old guy problem, would you help?
It's not that you're just not understanding the tech.
Oh, I
right?
fully understand the tech, but just... something.
But it's not like what you're used to has advanced beyond what you are used to.
No,
is one of the sort of tells of it's an old guy problem as opposed to a tech problem. Like sometimes you have a problem with something and it's not that there's a problem with that thing. It's just that thing now works in a way that you're not used to and
like you
didn't evolve with it.
No, I'm good.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Okay.
What, could you help him, Roz?
No, I'm not helping him.
Tech advance, like, bro, he can't.
I know, the whole time Mocha's like dealing with this, Roz is just sitting there.
What can I do? I can't do
anything. What is he going to do?
What am I going to do? I'm not a hero.
Hold a cable?
Well, no, I'm not a hero when it comes to this stuff. I don't want to be anybody's hero.
Just
cheer him on.
Do you guys see that? Hold on, sorry.
What's the matter?
What's going on now?
The tech is, it's AI. It's got a mind of its own here.
Uh-oh.
Oh my God, all this stuff's happening on this screen that I can't control now.
For real?
No, I swear. No, this is seriously a problem now, guys.
All right. So what can I do? What can I do? There we go. Is that what everybody wanted from me?
Yeah.
Mocha, what can I do to help? I can't do anything.
Just like keep talking or something.
Yeah. I was on my phone yesterday. I got a call. And
you didn't know how to answer?
Just deal with your own business over there.
Okay, I got it started. Geek Squad.
And it literally, in the description of the call, it said likely fraud.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We get those all. Everyone gets those.
But it actually came up, likely fraud.
I was going to change my name to
that. Yeah, it was Maury's number, actually.
Or likely spam.
Yeah, we'll see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll take a screenshot.
I get those all the
time.
It
was my first likely fraud. I almost wanted to answer it and tell the guy. Yo, man.
What would you say?
You know how you show up? I don't know. Like I wanted to know, like, whether he would know that or not.
What about all the texts? You guys get those?
Oh yeah,
I got the one from Elizabeth Ann that said, "Hello, I'm Elizabeth Ann from Quantum Management Services Limited. Are you still in search of a job?"
That sounds legit.
Yeah.
With the phone number, area code 506-405-2649.
I got a bill yesterday on text from Amazon for $800.
Yeah.
No, that one's real, bro.
I got one from Rachel.
Oh, what did Rachel say?
Rachel says, "Hello, I'm Rachel from PeopleReady CA. I would like to recommend a work from home role.
I got that one yesterday.
At anywhere. Can I share details with you?
Please tell me you said yes.
I'm taking a new job. It's my last day."
I just got one saying, "Are you okay?"
Wait, what?
That's random number. Are you okay?
Did you reply?
No.
What's the number?
I don't know.
Let's call
it. What do you mean? Yeah, what's the number? Say it.
It's 647-670-8324.
Why don't you be her mom?
Like, what if it's like some actual person that thought it was like someone else?
I know. Like, what if it's the.
What if it's somebody that you know? Literally, you still have them saved in your phone.
The number you have dialed is not in service.
Oh.
You could have just held up a piece of paper to the camera. Mocha would have got it. You didn't have to give the whole 7 digits.
Oh, sorry.
Jeez. Is it 7 digits you gave? No, 10 digits.
Oh, my God. Guys, my computer.
Can we not even play a song right now? Or what's going on? We cannot.
We can't even play a song.
Roz, I almost sent you a picture yesterday when I was at HomeSense.
Oh, yeah? What?
There was a mug that said Grumpy Old Man.
Oh, my God.
Stop. Why didn't you do that?
I was going to buy it, actually, and then I didn't know if he'd use it.
I won't.
So.
I don't accept gifts.
No.
So we can't play songs.
No. I, did, okay, I do on, not I accept I gifts.
It was a nice mug, though.
I don't care.
Okay.
Guys, honestly, I don't know.
Is no one concerned?
No. No, we're fine, Maureen. Oh. Just stop. It's fine.
I can keep talking about winners if you guys want.
No, we don't need that either.
Would you buy a winners?
No, stop.
I got I'm a just, throw.
Just
it has. I actually have it here with me.
Why did you bring the?
Because she's always cold like a nana.
But you're wearing a jacket today.
Yeah, yeah, it's free. Do you understand? This office that Shem and I are in is actually a freezer.
I will say, okay, the move of the Gen Z lady, okay? And I know this because of when I, right before I left ET Canada, there was a whole pile of Gen Z ladies working in that office. And I'll tell you what the move is in an office, because Gen Z ladies are always cold. I think it's because they still live in their parents' house. Gen Z ladies are always cold in the office. And so the move is they bring a throw to work with them. Uh-huh. And when they sit in their chair, they wrap it around their waist and legs. So it's like a blanket from the waist down. And then at the end of the day, that thing gets folded up and put on their chair. The chair gets put back under the desk, right? The Gen Z ladies love an office throw.
Yeah.
Emery is
Are you wearing it right now?
No, I have it here, though.
Oh.
You want to see it? It's nice.
No, I fixed the system. We're good.
Oh, okay. Well, it has butterflies on it.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Kathy, welcome to Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life. Why are you here? Let everyone know.
Will moving out for the summer help my marriage?
Oh, wow. Kathy, you wrote us this. Hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. My husband and I have been fighting for the better part of a year and a half, and it has significantly escalated since a recent death in the family. I have a trailer that just opened in early May, and I want to know, is it better to move out and miss each other and hopefully be able to reconnect? Or is it better to stay home and try and work it out?
What are you fighting about?
Everything. Money, the kids, household responsibilities, like his niceness towards me, my niceness towards him, like everything.
How long have you been together for?
8 years.
How many kids you got?
We have two.
How old?
They're 7 and 4.
Okay. So
what are you fighting when it comes to the kids? What are you guys arguing about?
We just have difficulties with their energy. So we tend to take it out on each other when they're being difficult.
Mm-hmm. So I would say first and foremost, whatever you decide has to be the thing that is going to wind up being best for the kids. Mm-hmm. Okay. And is moving out best for the kids?
Like, what does life look like if you're out of there the entire summer without the kids?
Yeah.
Like, what does life at home for your husband and those kids look like?
So when we were talking about me moving out, I would actually take the kids with me.
Gotcha.
And we would do like basically like a trial separation of what life would look like if we were not together, where I have the kids majority of the time.
Right. And you would just sort of treat it with the kids as, hey, this is just what we're doing for the summer. Like a big summer, like an extended long summer vacation with mom. And then, and then what, every like he'd come up on weekends kind of thing and see the kids, or how would that work?
The kids would go back to our home on the weekends.
Oh, so, okay. I gotcha. And how long is that drive between the trailer and the house?
About an hour.
Okay. So it's not that bad. Hmm.
Would you guys fight in front of the kids?
No. Okay. They can tell there's tension, but we don't fight in front of them.
Yeah. And when it comes to things like, you said like money, what are you guys fighting about when it comes to money?
Just divvying how things are supposed to be paid. He makes a lot more than I do. Mm-hmm. And it kind of puts stress on, you know, what his expectations are versus what mine are.
When it comes to the fighting, are the fights inevitable? And what I mean is that, is this the only way that you guys have to resolve anything? Does everything wind up in a fight?
Yeah.
Everything winds up in a fight. Do either of you have the desire to fix things?
Yeah, I think we both do. Like, we both want to be together. We just don't know how to be together right now.
Have you tried seeking help? Like, as a couple?
He's not really open to seeking counseling or anything.
He's not open
to it.
No.
So what's his fix? If he knows that there's a problem
and he tells you that he wants to be in the marriage still. What is his fix to all of this? What's his suggestion?
That's the thing. He's not the best with communication, especially in hard times. So he doesn't really offer any sort of solution. Mm-hmm.
So, does he want to be in the marriage?
I think so.
It sounds like you don't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do, but I just don't want it to be like this. Like, we used to be so happy, and now we're not.
Okay, so first of all, you have to figure out what went wrong, right? That's the first thing you have to do. Is you got to
be
able
to, you
gotta
be able
to diagnose. But I will say, I'll just say this before we continue. What it sounds like to me is that the only way for this to be fixed is that you feel that he has to change, and he feels that you have to change.
Yeah.
And that doesn't work.
No.
Because you're not, you guys are treating this as individuals as opposed to a problem that the couple has.
Yeah.
Right? So he's looking at this like your problems, and you're looking at this like his problems. And you're not looking at any of this like we have a problem.
Yeah, that's true.
What happens if you take off to the trailer with the kids, summertime, right? And shipping the kids back and forth between the two homes. If by September now nothing is resolved, or October, November, whenever you guys close up the trailer and you have to move back home and nothing has changed, what happens then?
Then I think we would just start figuring out how to go our separate ways for good.
Okay. Well,
I would need to find housing.
That's what's going to happen, because what you're doing is you're just hitting pause. You're not, like, your plan to move away for the summer doesn't sound like it involves a whole lot of work. On the relationship. What it sounds like is a break from the fighting, okay? And what's going to happen is you both love each other, and so you're going to start to miss one another. And you're going to feel great and like a new woman because you haven't been fighting, and he's probably going to feel the same way. And you're going to both be at really decent places, missing each other. But, you know, your energy level and your happiness level will probably go up. And then you're going to be like, oh, God, okay, let's try this. And you're going to walk back into that house, and it is going to take days before it gets back to exactly where it was when you left. Like, if you are leaving for the summer and you want to make this work, this summer you have to do the work. You can't just avoid it.
Yeah.
So if you're going to leave and you want to try and fix the relationship, your plan in this summer is either whether you're in the same house or two different houses, is what is the plan for us to get to a point of where when I do come back, things are better. You can't just hide and pretend it doesn't exist for 2 months.
Okay. Yeah. That kind of sounds exactly like what I might be doing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay.
You're hitting pause, and that doesn't that doesn't fix anything.
No, you're right.
So before you even think about going to the trailer for the summer, you got to figure out a plan of the work you guys are going to do this summer. And if you can't agree on that, then you got to start thinking about other solutions, the hard ones.
Does that help, Kathy?
Yes, it helps so much. Thank you, guys.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life on Kiss.
Canada's Got Talent, two-hour million-dollar finale is tonight at 8 o'clock on City TV. Eight finalists. They are from Alberta, BC, Nova Scotia, Ontario, Quebec, and Saskatchewan. The biggest Got Talent prize ever, like worldwide, biggest Got Talent prize.
It's a lot of finalists. $8
million, all thanks to Rogers. David Morey went out to Niagara Falls, where the finale is taking place, to talk to Trish Stratus, friend of the show, also a judge on CGT. Now, Morey, prior to leaving, says to Matthew, hey, I'm going to be like in Niagara. The finale is taking place in the theater that's at the casino. I'm going to be there a little while. Like, maybe I may throw like a few bucks down and gamble.
Oh, try and win some money.
Here's how that conversation went.
So when I'm there, can I gamble a little bit?
$40 max.
I was going to say 100.
No. 40 to 50. You cannot go over 50.
How do you do 50 with cash?
Then you do 40, I guess.
But if I win a bit, can I then gamble more?
No. No, you're not fucking there to gamble, and I don't believe in gambling, and those machines just take your money, and it's all, a farce.
So give me an amount.
Are you f***ing dumb? I already gave you an amount. 40.
And if I win 300?
Then you go home with 300. Better than
I guess you're going to take half of it.
No, I'm not taking any of it. I don't. You better not. I don't want people thinking I have a f***ing... What is it? Daddies? Please, I take care of my own fucking self. Thank you very much.
But if I win,
if you win,
you'll make a bit.
Hopefully you come back with enough to pay off this condo. That's, you know.
Okay, they don't give you that much.
What did you mean when you said, how do you do 50 with cash, Maury? Mm.
Well, because the ATM spit out 20s. Out there.
No. You could easily get 50 bucks.
Are you f***ing dumb?
Also, I just wanted to get to 60. I wanted him to agree to 60.
It sounds like he wasn't agreeing to anything.
By the way, I won.
Man, when you go to your partner and tell them the denominations that the ATMs at a casino spit out while asking permission to gamble, you've done it before without asking.
Are you f***ing dumb?
He knows. He knows. Damon Mori talking to Trish Stratus about tonight's two-hour million-dollar finale of CGT. 8 o'clock, by the way, on City TV.
Okay, Trish Stratus, it all comes down to this. Tonight is the finale. Does it feel like a finale?
Oh, it does. It does, because the stakes are so high, my friend. $1 million. It's going to change someone's life tonight. We're going to change someone's life. You know what I mean? So it's pretty, pretty amazing, pretty special. And so, yeah. It kind of hits different.
Now, when somebody wins $1 million, Trish, do you go backstage afterwards as a millionaire and give some advice on what it's like to have $1 million?
Oh, damn.
Very good question. Yeah, you know, I'd be like, you know, as a millionaire from the Millionaire Club, I have a little word I want to give you, a little something to share with you. I mean, geez, Mark. I mean, are you going to be backstage to give your millionaire 2 cents as well?
I'm happy to give advice on how not to spend $1 million.
That's a lot of money. I mean, that is a lot of money.
Especially since you're winning $1 million in a casino.
Oh dear! Never thought of that. We better keep some tight reins on our winner. Thank you for bringing that to our attention. I will definitely bring that to the team.
Oh jeez,
truth. That's dangerous.
Don't give it to the dumb.
CGT 2 hour $1 million finale, 8 o'clock tonight on City TV.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Rebecca Strong is now $1 million richer after being crowned the winner of Canada's Got Talent Season 3. Million dollars.
Here's what she said.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare. See how I leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I can do.
Crowd was into it. Mm-hmm. Judges were into it. Absolutely.
The winner of Canada's Got Talent 2024 and $1 million from Rogers is Rebecca Strong. Congratulations! Rebecca, you have just won $1 million from Rogers. What do you want to say?
There you go. $1 million, a lot of money. And in Canada, you don't have to pay taxes on that like you do in the States when you win.
You don't?
No. Not on winnings. It's like winning the lottery. We don't pay taxes on lottery winnings up here.
Group performance next year. All of us. We split the profits.
Nah, we won't be able to. Well, we wouldn't be allowed, Maria.
You think I'm going to make it to rehearsal?
Fair.
Come on now.
You ain't doing it.
Yeah.
Think you make it to Niagara?
Give me a break. Right. Give me a break. Give me a break.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the KISS 92.5 app.